So, good afternoon, Ricky. Aside from being a noted anchor, interviewer, and host, you are known and admired for finding Mrs. Garcia in 2005 and then exposing election fraud in 2007. Recently, you have shown courage once again when you openly criticized the Catholic Church and then, to the surprise of many, resigned from the religious organization. But before we get into that, tell us briefly about the interview that led you to write Thou Shalt Not Vote For.
Well, the Catholic Church, the CBCP, issued guidelines on voting, which, you know, everybody has the right to do that. I was just struck by the fact that they seemed more concerned with people who supported reproductive health than things like plunder or misuse of public funds or things like that. I mean, so I asked Father Melvin Castro, who wrote the guidelines, and I asked him why there was no such exhortation against those things. And he said, again, I don't have the transcript, but I think he pretty much confirmed that that was the tenor of our discussion on the blog, that reproductive health is anti-family, and that is worse than other so-called crimes. So in the hierarchy of what they call moral permissibility, that was worse than, say, plunder, because it's anti-family. He tried to qualify that and backtrack a little bit on the blog, but when I asked him point blank what was more important to him, I think he pretty much dodged the question, which I think answered the question in an indirect way.
So in the same post, you said that you were resigning from the Catholic Church. Now, what exactly did you mean by this? Like, for example, in forms, what would you now write under religion?
Well, you know, when you don't really resign from a church, you actually had no choice. You were baptized by your parents, and they don't give you a membership card. I kind of meant that sort of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, if that's the way they see right and wrong, and it is just so incompatible with mine, I just said, you know, I resign. So I don't know exactly what that means. I just sort of wrote it to express my disagreement with what they're thinking. But, you know, I mean, you write a form. I mean, I was baptized. I don't go to church, but, you know, I was baptized. So just to avoid any complication, I just write Catholic.
Okay. So in this post and another post entitled Perverts, you openly criticize the Roman Catholic Church. And these posts have generated like more than 100 comments. So these are some of the most commented posts on your site. Now, how have your close friends and family reacted to this criticism of the Catholic Church?
I think my close friends and family know what my views have been for a long time, and I don't think they were surprised. It helps that many of them share my views. So they were pretty supportive of what I had said. And those are questions that I think anybody should ask our so-called moral guardians. I mean, why is wearing a condom worse than stealing a couple of million pesos from the coffers? It doesn't compute.
So in Perverts, you contrasted the church silence on GMA's corruption to their noise and screaming at Noy Noy for supporting the RH bill.
Not just Noy Noy, Gilbert Chodoro also was initially in favor of RH, and he also was put under pressure. So, yes, it was particularly aimed at Noy Noy Aquino, but also Gilbert Chodoro, who initially was for it, now seems to have also backtracked a little bit. Aquino, if you ask him now, he'll give you a roundabout answer. And I interviewed him recently, and he gave me the roundabout answer, and I pinned him down, and he said he still supported it. But you can see that he's not there. Nobody is going to go out there and just, you know, they're not going to bring it up if it's not brought up. So to some extent, I think they've been cowed.
Now, what can you say about the church's involvement in politics, given the supposed separation of church and state mandated by our constitution? And more specifically, what's your take on their active campaigning against pro-RH bill candidates?
I've always said that I believe anybody has a right to express an opinion. And they can be clergy, they can be imams, they can be regular secular people. Everyone has a right. I don't begrudge the church their right, and I don't begrudge the church its what some would call interference in political affairs. As for the separation of church and state, I think that line has been blurred many, many years ago. I mean, look at the history of the church in this country. The church came in really as an instrument of Spain's colonization of this country, just like it did in Mexico and other parts of Latin America. So separation of church and state has always been an illusion in this country. And it never existed, and it doesn't exist today. And so I'm not surprised that they do that. And as I said, I think that democracy will be enriched by contrary views. I obviously don't agree with the church, but I think they have every right to do that. And I think for people like you and me and other people who believe in responsible parenthood and reproductive health, it is incumbent on us to make our voice heard. We can no longer keep quiet when they are the ones lobbying so strongly. If the candidates get cowed, it's because we're not doing enough. We have to go out there and we have to make our voice heard. We have to campaign for RH candidates, and we have to make them not afraid to speak their mind and show them that there are consequences for not supporting RH in the same way that the church is trying to show them there are consequences for supporting it.
Should a candidate's stance on the RH issue, and particularly the RH bill, be a critical part of a citizen's criteria in voting?
In my personal view, yes, I think we all have our own issues which are important to us. And for some people, RH may not be as important. I respect that. But for me personally, RH is very important. And it's one of the top issues that would determine my vote.
So if you don't mind, which candidate has your vote so far among the presidential polls?
I actually don't vote.
Oh.
Should I be saying that? at this point, I would support someone who is pro-RH. I would support someone who doesn't have a record of corruption. And I'm still going over their resumes.
Yeah. So the media has a responsibility to tell the people the truth. Now, why aren't more from the media calling the church out for its lies about the RH bill, as you have in Thou Shalt Not Vote For, or its hypocrisy and inconsistency, as you have in Perverts?
I think they have. There are others out there who have done that. I think, though, that it maybe doesn't get enough play or attention. But I do think people in media have done that. Maybe it's just not as loud as some of us have done. But there are. Some, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. You can look at it and say, you know, what point is there in going out very strongly against it? You can work quietly for it, or you can take the head-on approach and just confront it. You know, there are different ways of doing it, and maybe some members of the media have decided that a non-confrontational approach is better. I personally think that we need to confront them and confront the issue more head-on. So different approaches, I think.
Yeah, on the same line, in one of your replies in your blog, you said, quote, "Seriously, I think the church is a big part of what keeps our country poor and backward," end quote. How has the church made the Philippines poor and backward?
Well, it has supported, it has opposed efforts to bring down the poverty level in very concrete terms. Why would you encourage people who clearly cannot afford to have 7 or 8 children to have children? They oppose sex education. They oppose many things that I think would make people, make enlightened choices about their own reproductive rights. You want to go even further than that? I think the church has been historically part of the oligarchy. They're part of the institutional oligarchy that has not done such a great job in providing for poor people in the marginalized.
Thank you. And in a recent debate on Intelligence Squared, maybe you're familiar with this, they ask, is the Catholic Church a force for good in the world? Now, considering the good and the bad, on the whole, is the Catholic Church a force for good in the Philippines?
No. We inherited a very conservative, reactionary, counter-reformation strain of the Catholic Church from Spain. If you look at the Catholic Church in the United States, in Ireland, in Italy, they're not like that. They're more liberal. They're more open to modernity. We just happen to have inherited a more dogmatic strain. And I think, limiting my answer to the country, I think on the whole, the church has done some good, I think. But on the balance, I think it has been negative for progress, and for helping the poor.
You also mentioned, in one of your comments, I think, something about the irony of Spain being a secular nation now.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you go to Spain today, they're one of the most liberal, secular countries in Europe. And maybe that kind of liberalism is a little bit too much for most Filipinos who tend to be conservative. But it's just ironic that the country that gave us this really conservative, reactionary type of Catholicism has itself rejected it completely today. So, para naman tayo.
Okay, in another comment in Perverts, you said that when it comes to these issues, quote, religion is a touchy topic, but it's time to challenge them, end quote. Now, what do you suggest to those who wish to challenge the church?
I think, we have to tell the candidates, and we have to tell our policymakers, that they have to do this. Again, the church has every right to put forth its agenda. I know people, not everybody agrees with that, but they have every right, just as I have every right. And I think the problem is people who support RH have not been as organized and has not been as active in the political arena in supporting that. And I think, that's what we need to do.
Are you willing to lead or be part of such a movement, even if it means risking your career and reputation?
I think I'm already part of that movement. There's no, you know, single group that spearheads this, but I think there are many of us already who feel that way. And, whether we like it or not, if it's a movement, we're already part of it. So, I mean, I'm already there.
And what would you, lastly, what would you like to say to the devout believers who are still convinced that reproductive health is indeed more evil than corruption, and who are going to vote for candidates based on their anti-RH stance or whatever the church dictates?
I hope you lose. you, at some point, the discussion, you can have a rational discussion. Yeah. But if you notice most of the people who argue with us about this, once they begin losing the rational discussion, they turn to their faith. And when you go to faith, that's not something that can be changed by reason. People who believe that because of their faith, not because of their logic or their reason, and therefore they're not open to a rational argument. So let's just, let's do what we have to do. They'll do what they have to do. And as I said, I hope they lose.
Okay, Ricky, thanks for your time. It was
Thank
both
you,
a pleasure and an honor talking to
Thank you.
You,
Ryan. Thank you so much. You're going to get me in trouble.